Thanks very much for the opportunity to be here. I'm an extension educator in Oregon in the Portland metropolitan area, and I work very closely with Dan Sullivan. He's the researcher who understands this stuff and keeps me from spinning my wheels too much. But we've developed a calculator that includes a couple of mineralization models for organic fertilizers and cover crops. It's really a spreadsheet that growers can use. The whole point was to develop a tool that growers can use to credit develop their fertilizer programs and estimate cover crop nitrogen. That's just a quick screenshot of one of the pages of the spreadsheet. The equations predict nitrogen mineralization from fertilizers, compost, and cover crops. They're pretty simple linear models that we've validated in Western Oregon in a sort of annual vegetable rotation with conventional tillage. We've done the work on organic farms and conventional farms, but it's all been conventional tillage rather than no-till systems. And I think it's probably important to point out that it's not work hasn't been done in perennial systems either. So. The calculator estimates the cost and value of each of the amendments, and then it helps the growers to develop a cost-effective and balanced fertilizer program. Nitrogen is very expensive when you're buying it as an organic fertilizer. Urea prices have gone up and down, but it's generally been, in the time I've been working, between 50 cents and a dollar a unit for plant available nitrogen from urea. But with processed chicken manure, if you're buying one of the processed products, it's five or six times that. So if the growers are applying all of their nitrogen as a fertilizer, it's not a very cost-effective situation. In the work we've been doing, we found that cover crop nitrogen is somewhere between, it varies a lot because stands vary a lot, but it's somewhere between a dollar and $3 a unit for the plant available nitrogen. That's when you're attributing all of the costs of the cover cropping to the plant available nitrogen. So I mean seed, tractor depreciation, labor, fuel, et cetera. And then if you only attribute the cost of the seed and the inoculum, then the cost of cover crop pan drops to somewhere between 50 cents and $1.50 a unit, you know, give or take. In our work. So that becomes a little bit more competitive with even conventional fertilizers. But these figures point out to me why so many organic growers use legume cover crops for nitrogen, whereas conventional growers have generally, the ones I work with, have stuck with cereals as cover crops rather than putting legumes in there. But it's difficult to estimate nitrogen from cover crops. We've got two stands here, rye, vetch, and peas on the left, about a 20-inch tall canopy. Oats and vetch with a 26-inch tall canopy. And a lot of the growers I was working with thought that 26-inch tall canopy would give them more nitrogen. But when we ran the numbers, we're estimating about 60 pounds of plant available nitrogen from the stand on the shorter stand because it's got more legumes in it, and only about 10 pounds or a negligible amount of plant available nitrogen from the stand on the right, which is dominated by the oats. And that was in spite of the fact that we didn't try to set it up that way. The seeding rates were fairly similar. It's just that we found there's a lot of variability in what actually gets established. So we're doing just a standard forage harvest to estimate nitrogen. We've been working it down into the canopy. John Luna pointed out this morning that a lot of the time it's really difficult to work the frame down. So sometimes with a viney or very tall crop, we'll just push it over and then put the frame on top of it and cut through the frame. We're using a two foot by two foot frame and then cutting the cover crops down to the ground, collecting them in a bag. We do this about four or five times in a field, quite a bit less than soil sampling because you can sort of see the variability in the field. And I think the cover crops are, even though they're variable, they're maybe a little less variable than soil, and you can see that variability. That's what we end up with. Then we just take it back to the lab or the edge of the field on a tarp or a barn. Weigh the whole field sample from all of those quadrats, and then quickly tear up the large plants just so that we can get a representative subsample and vigorously mix it just for a couple of minutes on the tarp. And then we submit about a 1 pound grab sample to the lab. We're not weighing it. We don't have to weigh that because we're trying to minimize the amount of work that the growers have to do. They don't always have very accurate scales. So we submit that to the lab for leco combustion analysis for total percent nitrogen and then percent dry matter analysis that gets done at the lab. I think that's probably, in most grower situations, a little bit more accurate way to do it, even if you get a little bit of wilting. And then that's the information that you enter into the calculator. Dan has done quite a bit of work with Ranjan Datta, one of his graduate students, to develop the mineralization models using incubations, and he explained his method for doing that yesterday. But the data, just to look at it along the x-axis, we've got the total percent nitrogen in the product. 1 through 4% total N is about the range that we're seeing. And the red line is a Vigil-Kissel model that was published to estimate nitrogen mineralization from various crop residues. And that was published back in 1991. And you can see that our 28-day data on the left from the 28-day incubations with various mixtures, the Vigil-Kissel model slightly overestimated plant available nitrogen, and and we got a fair amount of immobilization with cover crops less than about 2% total nitrogen, but that went away by the time we got to 70 days. So in the online calculator, we used that 70-day model. We just feel that we've been able to validate that reasonably well in our system. We tested the model. The black line here is the Vigil-Kissel model on a couple, few different soil types, and then we tested various ratios of those different cover crops at mid-vegetative growth stage and then full flowering, and found pretty good match with the Vigil-Kissel model. So that's what we include in the calculator. For fertilizers, organic fertilizers, Sullivan and Gale, with one of Dan's earlier grad students, Eric Gale, worked with dairy solids, yard trimmings, and some specialty products, and came up with this mineralization model for at a full season, which was about 125 days, 2,200 day degrees with a 0 degree C base. But we wanted to do a little bit more work with some of the specialty fertilizers that I've listed below. So that's the data from the specialty fertilizers with higher nitrogen. And we've put this 28-day model and the full season model in the calculator as well. The spreadsheet is available, freely available online, and I've put some handouts with some of these slides up front and then outside on the table. But it's online at the OSU Small Farms site. I'm a Small Farms agent, so Dan agreed to put it on that website. And we've got you just click on the link there on our homepage, and you get to this website. We've got a quick guide on how to use the calculator, how to sample cover crops, some of the research background. There's an e-organic webinar online there that explains some of the research background, and then there's the actual calculators. The first one, the organic fertilizer and cover crop calculator, operates on a per acre basis, and it includes organic fertilizers and cover crops and compost and synthetic fertilizers as well. We just use a 100% availability formula for the synthetic fertilizers. And then the Small Farm and Garden Calculator allows people to do square foot calculations, but it does not include cover crops. So the rest of the slides are really just a series of screenshots of the calculator. It's not that difficult to use, but I found with growers it takes 20 minutes or so to go through it with them before they feel comfortable with it. But you can see along the bottom there's five interlinked spreadsheets that you use. And on all of those spreadsheets, you enter your information in the yellow cells, and then the results from the formulas come out in the green cells. So one of the uses of, this is the fertilizer analysis sheet, the first sheet. One of the uses is to evaluate a new fertilizer. So you can delete any of the fertilizers that are on there online are just normal analysis for generic materials, which with organic products, they vary. So we always tell growers to enter the actual guaranteed analysis from the label of the products that they're actually going to use. So you can delete anything that's in the yellow cells and change them out for the fertilizers your farmer's using, or just put them in the rows at the bottom there. So with that new fertilizer, if you put in the total percent N at 5% and the dry matter, you need a dry matter estimate. It'll estimate it runs the model, it's just instantaneously like Excel does so well, and it gives you an estimate of the percent plant available nitrogen at 28 days and a full season. Now that's expressed as a percentage of the total N in the product. And then to the right of that, those two columns express it as the pounds of plant available nitrogen per 100 pounds of product on an as-is basis. So that's, this product is a 5% total end product. It's at full season, it's acting like a 3.2% plant available nitrogen product. And with the beginning farmers and small scale growers I work with, that just that simple notion of, oh, it's all got to mineralize is really important. And I'm trying to help people make, well, I'm not trying to be perfect with this, we're just trying to help people prevent sort of order of magnitude mistakes with their fertilizers. Next we go to the cover crop analysis sheet, and this is where you enter the cover crop data. In column A, you put in the cover crop of the field that you're talking about. I've just put the names of the cover crop stands. I put the common vetch as seed only in row 7 there, just to illustrate what happens when you attribute just the cost of the seed in the inoculum. And then you put the area sampled. We have been doing 4 of those 4 square foot quadrats, but you can sample it however you want, whatever sort of area. The bigger the sample, probably the better, but you know, has to be practical. And then 8 pounds of fresh weight is sort of about the number we've been getting for a good healthy cover crop stand at, you know, when we're harvesting 16 square feet. And then you put in the total percent N in column E from the lab. So 3.5 is typical for common vetch, 2.5 or so is typical for a rye vetch mix. And then the percent dry matter. I've left most of those numbers the same just to illustrate the importance of total N. And then you can see in columns I and J, you get the estimate of total nitrogen per acre and percent, and then pounds of plant available nitrogen as predicted by the mineralization model. If you want to know how cover crop costs compare to fertilizer costs, you go to the your costs spreadsheet. And this is where you enter in the cost of your seed and the cost of your inoculum, your seeding rate. And then you can see it just calculates the total cost per acre there. And then you go down and there's a bunch of drop-down menus for, a bunch of drop-down menus for your agronomic practices. You do also enter your fuel price and your labor cost as well. You work your way through the season. Are you irrigating at all to, on the previous slide, are you irrigating to get work the cover crop up? Here we are. I'm running out of time, so I'll speed up a bit here. Then how many tillage operations do you do for the cover crop? It incorporates all of those costs. And then also, how do you apply your fertilizer? And then you can go to the cost comparison sheet and see that, get an estimate for cost of plant available N from cover crops, $1.34 for the common vetch with all the costs attributed, 65 cents when only the seed inoculum was attributed. And that compares very well to the organic fertilizers and even sort of comparable to urea. I'm not going to have time to go through all of this, but you, because I'm running out of time here, but you do, you can develop the fertilizer program by entering your fertilizer recommendation in row 32 down there, 100 pounds of plant available N, 50 phosphorus and 50 potassium. And then I usually go to the cost comparison sheet to look for the cheaper fertilizers that supply those nutrients, and then go back and enter, test different rates of fertilizer. So if you're looking for 100 pounds, 50 and 50, 6,000 pounds of chicken manure would do it. It'll over-apply phosphorus and potassium. Let's see what it'll cost. About $722 an acre, including equipment costs. So let's try, avoiding the chicken manure and get a balanced fertilizer program with bone meal, feather meal, and muriate of potash. Still very expensive, but at least it's a balanced fertilizer program. A little more expensive, but we've got about the right amount of nutrients. Let's try adding the cover crop. We select the common vetch cover crop. You see how that drops down our nitrogen need to only about 20 pounds. So we'll try putting in 2,500 pounds of chicken manure. That gets us a little bit more phosphorus and potassium, or a little bit more nitrogen than we need now, because we're crediting cover crop N. But we're right where we want to be with phosphorus and potassium. Go back to cost comparisons, and you add up the cost of the cover crop and the cost of the fertilizer, 105 plus 302, gives us $408. So compared to just not crediting cover crops, we've saved about a little over $300 an acre in that scenario. So this is a tool that we're hoping growers can use to make these decisions and value their cover crops and treat their cover crops like a crop. All right, thanks.
Thank you.